San Antonio has big plans for its new youth curfew law. Instead of fining 16-year-olds for being out until 2 a.m., the city wants to find out why they're out in the first place and then get them help. TPR's Camille Phillips has a story.
A few years back, San Antonio Municipal Court Judge John Bull began noticing a pattern.
So I have a 18-year-old show up in court that doesn't have a driver's license, doesn't have insurance, and then you start to inquire and find out they dropped out of school and they're not working.
It's a pattern other city departments were noticing too: parks, libraries, police, health. Young men and women who showed up on their radar, in trouble or on the verge of it, without a place to go. Rebecca Flores is the city's education program administrator.
All the programs, for the most part, that the city was funding were school-based. So if you had not been in school for a year, 2 years, 3 years, none of that support was there for you. And those were the kids that we were starting to see coming through SAPD, coming through the courts, hanging out at parks.
San Antonio has one of the highest rates of disconnected youth in the country, according to the Social Science Research Council. More than 30,000 youths between the ages of 16 and 24 aren't working or in school. That's worse than in Dallas or in Houston. Meanwhile, community activists had another problem they wanted to solve: the city's 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. youth curfew. Akeem Brown is the chair of My Brother's Keeper San Antonio.
This ordinance exposed San Antonio's youth to unnecessary law enforcement, right? We started to see this negative effect, especially or disproportionately on boys and men of color.
Brown sent an open letter to city council asking for changes to the curfew. At the same time, Flores and the other city staffers recommended that the council use the curfew to connect with those 30,000 disconnected youth. Following the staff's suggestion, the council decriminalized the curfew at the end of May, but they didn't get rid of it entirely. Judge Bull says keeping it gives police officers a way to make sure kids are safe without fining them or charging them with a crime.
If the officers on the street find a group of kids together and then the kids run, then without any other alternative available, the officers may wind up charging those kids with evading arrest or something, and then taking them over to juvenile detention, and then they're in the system.
It's still a violation of city ordinance for children between the ages of 10 and 16 to be out alone at night or during school hours. But instead of being charged with a misdemeanor, police now have the option to take them to a case manager. The city budget approved Thursday includes funding for a 24-hour re-engagement center on San Antonio's west side. When it opens in January, it will be staffed with social workers and case managers. Flores says their job will be to connect kids and young adults with the help they need to stay out of trouble and in school.
I'm a former educator, so my heart is always with the kids. And I think many of them, you know, they just need a second chance. They fell into hard times. They made a poor life decision. They had to drop out of school. Now they can't get a job. Well, we're going to be that second chance.
Flores acknowledges that the center will have its challenges trying to reach hard-to-reach kids like 15-year-old Dominique. At Albert Benavides Park, near the site of the new center, Dominique says he dropped out of school a year ago after getting kicked out for fighting.
You don't like to fight, but do you like to
fight? I like to fight.
Oh, okay.
I fight everybody in school if I want to.
You like to fight, so yeah. If you had another place to go to school, would you go back?
Nah.
Nah? Why not?
This is boring.
Dominique may feel differently in a few years. Directors of re-engagement centers in Boston and Omaha have found that teens that drop out of school at 14 or 15 start to realize they need a diploma by the time they're 17 or 18. If and when he's interested, San Antonio Center will be ready to help. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.